Hello, is this Gary Peel from the band Boston?
Yes.
How are you doing today, man?
Good. Glad to be on the road and looking forward to coming to the Hard Rock.
Oh, we're really looking forward to your show here, man. Last time you guys blew the roof off the sucker. What's new on the Hyperspace Tour? What can we expect to hear?
Well, actually, Tom Scholes has been busy coming up with some new special effects here for us.
Ah.
I can't give too much away, but I'll just say that he is an electronics genius and has come up with some very cool stuff. And some new music to go along with it, so people will hear and see stuff that we have never done before.
I think you may have a bit of a Tulsa connection here with Tulsa's Elvin Bishop Band.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, I've got a couple connections. Yes, I knew Elvin way back in the day, but my wife is also from Tulsa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You married a Tulsa girl. Well, how did that happen? What's the story there?
We went to high school together. And got married. We're still together. So I just ran into a buddy of mine a couple of years ago, and he said, "Hey, so how's it going since high school? You know, how's your life changed now that you're a big rock star?" I said, "Well, not much has changed. You know, I still go running 15 miles a week. You know, like I did when I was on the track team, and I'm still in a rock and roll band playing the guitar." And I'm still with the same girl I was in high school, so not much has changed on my side.
Well, Gary, what influenced you to play rock and roll? What made you want to get into the business?
Elvin Bishop from Tulsa. I always wanted to play guitar since I was a kid. And when I was in a band in high school, the other guy in the band said, "Hey, there's this guy giving lessons in the next town over. You should all take lessons from him. He's great." We went down there, and this guy was really good. He was really patient with us, trying to teach us some cool stuff. And he was in a band called the Warlocks, and we went to see them play at a pizza parlor, and they were great. But a few months later, they changed their name to the Grateful Dead, and that was Jerry Garcia giving us lessons.
Oh, my gosh. That doesn't happen for just everybody, you know?
No, I've been lucky to be in the right place at the right time.
That's the way it is most of the time, isn't it?
No, the Elvin Bishop connection was, I was in a gospel band with Gideon Power, was the lead singer, and he was sharing an apartment with Elvin Bishop in San Francisco back way back in the day there. So I got to meet Elvin, and then one of my buddies went on to play in Elvin's band, Johnny Z.
Oh.
So that's the connection there.
Well, what was your very first guitar?
First guitar actually was a Gibson Melody Maker.
Ooh.
That's the first electric. Actually, my first guitar was an acoustic called a Tele. I think my dad paid $10 for it. Yeah, I've got a story about first guitars if you have a minute.
Sure, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. I, of course, was working with Tom Scholes at his company. Tom Scholes started his own electronics company called Rockman. So I was working there with him because I'm an electronics geek as well. And I was talking with one of our sales reps about guitar, and he said, "Oh, do you have any kids?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I've got a son who's 10, and he's thinking about playing guitar, so I guess I'll, you know, let him use one of my guitars." Well, just out of the blue, this guy sends me an old Japanese Kent guitar.
Kent was my first guitar, yeah.
Are you kidding? No, that's great. So, you know, it's a cheap guitar, but I gave that to my son to use, and he started, you know, playing with it and used it, and then he saved up his money and bought something better, you know, so we put the Kent away. But so years later, one of my old guitar techs calls me up and says, "Hey, the guy I'm working with now is looking for a Kent guitar because that was his first guitar. You don't happen to have one, do you?" And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I do." And I told him the story. This guy had given me one. And he said, "The guy I'm working for, he will pay anything for this Kent guitar. But is it one pickup and is it sunburst?" Yeah, that's it. "But he'll pay anything for it. What do you want for it?" And I said, "Well, let me ask my son." And so I talked to my son about it. And he said, "Well, we got it for free. I mean, you know, yeah, we're not going to charge this guy. Just go ahead and give it away to free, you know, to the next guy. That's fine." So I called up my guitar tech buddy and I said, "Yeah, we'll just give it to you for free. Who's this for? Who are you working for these days? Whose first guitar was this?" He said, "Well, I'm working for Bruce Springsteen. It was Bruce's first guitar."
Oh, wow.
So now that guitar is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So my son's first guitar is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's extremely cool, man. That's awesome. Well, how did you end up hooking up with Sammy Hagar?
He was living in the San Francisco Bay Area, and as I was. And I knew he was looking for guitar players. Of course, he had left Montrose and was putting together a band. You know, a friend of a friend made the introduction for me, and I was there auditioning. And while I was auditioning, Sammy's manager calls up and says, hey, there was a gig with Queen and Thin Lizzy. Queen had a castle. Thin Lizzy's going to headline. You guys could be the opening act if you have a guitar player. But of course, Sammy turns around and looks at me and says, hey, can you do the gig? It's in 2 days. I said, yeah, sure. So I did the gig. And then at the end of the night, I was, you know, like saying goodbye, like, hey, thanks a lot for letting me do this gig with you. But Sammy said, no, you're in the band. That's it. You know? And of course, I stayed with him for 8 years until 1985 when he joined Van Halen. And we had been on as the opening act for Boston for their entire second tour. So that's how we got to know the guys from Boston. So when Sammy got the call to join Van Halen, Tom Scholz from Boston called me and said, hey, I heard you're out of a gig. Why don't you come back here and help me finish the third stage album? And I've been here ever since, 31 years now.
Yeah, you and Tom are partners in crime on this deal, totally.
Well, again, we were both electronics geeks. That's how I really struck up a friendship with him, is that he had all kinds of cool things that he had invented, you know, on stage. And I was asking him how this works. What's this over here? How do you get that sound? And he was nice enough to tell me what he was up to.
Well, you guys are so incredibly good live, man. You guys sound like the record on steroids live on stage. And a lot of bands can't pull that off, but you guys do.
Well, thanks. Again, that's Tom's genius. We are using amplifiers that he designed. So, yeah, it's got that sound.
So is it still the Rockman? Is that still what he's using?
Absolutely, yeah. That's what we're all using on stage. It's Rockman gear.
So everybody's using it. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
The Hyperspace Tour is coming here May 11th. That's a Thursday night at the Hard Rock. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And as I say, I'm going to have friends and family in the audience there, too.
Awesome. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. And I hope to see you here real soon.
All right, man. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.